What has been described in Catholic circles as the big weekend is now upon us. This Sunday, the Venerable John Paul II will be proclaimed blessed by his friend and successor to the chair of St. Peter, Benedict XVI. Rome's army of council workers are labouring around the clock to ensure that everything will be all right on the night and the day after, with giant screens and loudspeakers being hauled into place ahead of Saturday's White Night of Prayer and Sunday's Beatification Mass. The Eternal City has been draped with banners depicting the Pope from a far-off country who became more Roman than the Romans themselves, and its streets and public buses carry posters with quotes from Poland's favourite son, Rome is ready. And the first act in the three-day celebration took place Friday morning in the Vatican Grotto, when the coffin of John Paul II was removed from its tomb.
Santa Maria Mater Dei.
The ceremony involved the reading of the Litany of the Saints as the wooden casket was lifted from the marble tomb. Attending were Cardinals Angelo Comastri, Tarcisio Bertone, Giovanni Laiolo and Stanislaw Giwit, as well as members of the Curia and of the Vatican Gendarme Corps and Swiss Guard. The coffin, draped in a white and gold cloth, has been placed before the tomb of the Apostle Peter, where it will remain until it is brought to the altar of the confession in St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday, to allow the faithful a moment of prayer and veneration after the beatification. On Monday evening, after the basilica is closed, the coffin will be moved to the chapel of St. Sebastian near the front of the church. The tombstone, which had covered John Paul II's grave in the grottos, will later be sent to Krakow, where it will be housed in a church dedicated to the new blessed.
Bene, cari amici, cari colleghi, benvenuti per questo incontro.
Meanwhile, in a press briefing Friday, Father Federico Lombardi, Holy See Press Office Director, revealed the final organizational details ahead of this weekend's ceremonies. All access to St. Peter's Basilica, Square, Via della Conciliazione Boulevard and surrounding areas will be restricted as of 1300 hours Saturday, April 30th. Only authorized personnel will be allowed to transit in the delimited zone. The restrictions will remain in place all of Saturday until 5:30 a.m. on the morning of Sunday, May 1st.
Saturday evening, the vigil begins. It's obviously the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday, the first Sunday after Easter.
The vigil of prayer in the Circus Maximus begins at 8 p.m. local time, but pilgrims will be granted access to the arena starting from 5:30 in the afternoon. The vigil, divided into two parts, will include a live link-up for the praying of the luminous mysteries of the Rosary with five Marian shrines around the world, and will conclude with a final benediction from Pope Benedict XVI, who will link up live from the Apostolic Palace. Following the vigil, pilgrims are invited to take part in the White Night of Prayer organized by the Diocese of Rome. Teams of young people will be on the streets in front of eight specific churches that line the route from Circus Maximus to the St. Peter's area to invite faithful to join in a moment of prayer and meditation before the Blessed Sacrament. Priests will also be on hand to hear confessions in each of the churches, which will remain open throughout the night. A full list of those churches is available on our website at www.vaticanradio.org. The vigil will be broadcast and streamed live by Vatican Radio and CTV. All you have to do is click on the Vatican player icon of our homepage, while those attending the beatification events here in Rome and own iPhones or smartphones can avail of English news updates by accessing the HTTP address, http://rv.va/5. Once again, that's http://rv.va/5. I'm Emer McCarthy.